Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Rich WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Right to Die bill in D.C. is expected to get a major boost today, as a majority of D.C. council members say they will vote for the bill. It's far from final, however. The council will still need to vote on it twice more, and Mayor Muriel Bowser hasn't said yet whether she would even sign the bill if it reaches her desk. Plus, Congress could still overturn it. New this morning, Russia and Syria have stopped their airstrikes on the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says airstrikes were suspended as of 10 a.m. local time Tuesday to prepare for the opening of humanitarian corridors for rebels to leave Aleppo. Russia says its forces and the Syrian army will then observe what they call an 8-hour humanitarian pause on Thursday to allow civilians and militants safe passage out of the city. At that time, Syrian rebels, including al-Qaeda militants, as well as the wounded and the sick, will be allowed to leave the neighboring rebel-held province of Idlib. Russian officials are urging those nations that wield influence with the rebels in Aleppo to persuade them to leave. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel will host a meeting with the Russian, Ukrainian, and French presidents tomorrow to discuss efforts toward peace in eastern Ukraine. Donald Trump is seizing on newly released FBI documents to point to alleged corruption by Hillary Clinton and to demand the ouster of a top State Department official.
This is felony corruption by any standard.
Donald Trump seizing on newly released FBI documents appearing to show that a top State Department official sought to have the FBI back down on classifying an email from Clinton's private server. Trump calling on that official to resign.
The FBI documents that show Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy made the request for altering classification as part of a quid pro quo. In other words, a deal. Undersecretary Kennedy needs to resign.
The State Department says Patrick Kennedy will not resign. The FBI did not declassify the email in question, and both departments denied any quid pro quo arrangement. I'm Reed Binion.
The D.C. Council is working through a number of proposals on regulating stun guns. It's an issue forced by a Supreme Court ruling last March indicating electronic weapons fall under the Second Amendment. The district currently has a categorical ban on such weapons, but officials realize that won't stand. Homeowners who have lived for decades in Montgomery County could soon be getting a new property tax break.
The credit would be equal to 20% off the cost of the homeowner's property taxes, but Montgomery County Council President Nancy Florine, who will introduce the bill later today, says it's targeted towards longtime residents.
For our residents who are at least 65 years old. The caveat is that they have to have lived in the same dwelling for at least 40 years.
Florine says the home must have a maximum assessed value of $500,000 or less. Retired military members 65 and over would also be eligible for the credit if that bill is approved. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Opening statements are set to begin today in a defamation trial against Rolling Stone magazine over its now discredited story about a gang rape at the University of Virginia. UVA Administrator Nicole Iramo wants $7.8 million in damages from the magazine for its portrayal of her in its 2014 story. She claims the story portrayed her as the chief villain. And Baltimore-based Under Armour has reportedly landed a huge new contract starting in 2020. The company will supply all the uniforms for every team in Major League Baseball. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,086, the Nasdaq at 5,200. Sports, the Indians are one win away from going to the World Series, beating the Blue Jays to take a 3-0 lead in the ALCS. Monday Night Football, the win goes to Arizona. Hockey, the Caps take on Colorado at home tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9. FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush.
Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Get ready for some market volatility. Stocks are at highs, interest rates are at lows. No one knows what will happen when we vote in November. Is all this making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here. I want to show you how to manage your money during these tumultuous times. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the two major obstacles that can prevent you from achieving your goals, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax, Beltsville, and Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, October 25th and 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 in Manassas. Volume with us pushing towards Centerville, but lanes are reported open through Falls Church. Also still volume in Chantilly. If you heard me talk about the crash on Route 50, Gum Spring Road, that has been cleared. Might still see a little activity. Won't cost you too much extra time, though. So 50, you're good to go. 270 out of Frederick. Solid line up here down toward Hyattstown. Early volume. On the top side, College Park, Silver Spring, slow. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, great each direction now between the Beltway and Powder Mill Road. All signs of that earlier overnight road work cleared out of the travel lanes. And on Metro Rail, they're dealing with the switch problem outside of the Rhode Island Avenue station. So as a result, red line. Expect delays heading towards Shady Grove. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today than it was yesterday. Record warmth possible. It's mild for the first part of the day. Lots of sun through the afternoon. 84 right now, falls one shy of tying the record, but might even get there on a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 52 in Bowie, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. Billy Bush is officially out at NBC's Today Show. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 now in the nation's capital. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, 7:05. Mike Rubino, he's the senior advisor for Trump's Virginia campaign. 7:15, we'll check in with expert on rats, because D.C., well, we're infested. What's going on there? 8:05, Noah Pollock, Weekly Standard, and then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, I think it's fair to say that those comments that were made back in 2005, Donald Trump talking to Billy Bush on the mic, didn't know it was being recorded, and they said some things that, as you heard in the newscast, cost Billy Bush his job and has, I think, fair to say, been a hit to the Trump campaign out on the campaign trail, has not helped, and the numbers suggest perhaps he's taken a little bit of a hit on that. But in that environment, the Trump campaign put out Melania Trump to actually go on the record and do an interview with Anderson Cooper to defend her husband, and I think it's pretty effective, actually. I want to know what you think about it. Have you heard the comments? What do you think about them? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's a little bit of it in case you haven't heard it. Melania Trump talking about the language that she thought was inappropriate.
I said to my husband that, the language is inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man that I know.
He continued saying that this was boy talk, and she sort of lays some of this on Billy Bush.
They were kind of a boy talk, and he was lead on, like egg on from the host to say dirty and bad stuff.
You feel the host, Billy Bush, was sort of egging him on?
Yes.
And she goes on to say, well, it's boy talk and boys will be boys.
I heard many different stuff, boys talk. I the boys, that the way they talk when they grow up, and they want to sometimes show each other, oh, this and that, and talking about the girls. But I was surprised, of course.
And she goes on finally to say that, isn't it interesting how all of these negative stories about Donald Trump come out, it seems like, every Friday, just like clockwork.
The way it comes out was everything was organized. Every Friday something comes out. So they play. And it was hour after hour.
Well, listen, I think she comes across as very credible and likable. And, you know, her English, of course, is not her first language. But I think she comes across as authentic and believable. And I think she does a lot of good for Donald Trump, saying, look, this is not the man I know. And it's just boys being boys. And I've told him he needed to straighten up, and that was not appropriate. And I think this kind of thing really does help Donald Trump.
Maybe, I think so. I mean, what do you think? 888-630-9625. I suppose it does. I think that it definitely is a signal that they believe they need to do some damage control here.
To address it.
I don't think there's any other reason to, and I think it's a little late in the game. What are we talking about? 10 days after the Billy Bush audio hit? I think you're right. I think that most of the write-ups that I've seen with regard to the interview last night have been generally positive. And I think that, you know, I'm frustrated because you want the Trump campaign to do some of the basic things that traditional political campaigns would do. For instance, you know, whenever there is a guy who is caught in some sort of scandal that involves women or his behavior toward women or what have you, what do? They always have a press conference, and the adoring, loyal wife is standing by his side, and she's looking at him. I mean, you remember the Clinton campaign in 1992 during the primaries had the Jennifer Flowers problem. What did they do? On Super Bowl Sunday, with every American household watching CBS, they had an exclusive 60 Minutes interview, Hillary Clinton sitting by her man's side, even though she said, I'm not Tammy Wynette standing by my man. Well, she was Tammy Wynette standing by her man. She saved his political career. He saved his own political hide that day. And by the way, it's important to point out, he saved his political career and she saved his political career by lying to the American people.
Yes.
They looked into the camera. They looked at Croft, the reporter from 60 Minutes.
Steve Croft.
And looked into their eyes and said, did you or did you not have an affair with Jennifer Flowers? And they bit their lips and said, no, this is a lie. None of this is accurate. None of this happened. Well, it did happen. It absolutely was the truth. But they lied their way out of it, got the election. This is what political wives do. So part of you wants the Trump campaign to do that and wonder why it took 10 days for Melania Trump to go out there and say, I stand by Donald. This is not the man that I married. He wouldn't behave this way. Yet at the same time, you like the fact that Trump's campaign is non-traditional, that he doesn't do things that your typical politician was. So I'm a little torn on this. I'm glad they did it. I think she was very effective. I think it helps. I wonder why they waited so long.
Well, to the phone lines we go. Do you think this was an effective move by the Trump campaign? John in Gainesville, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Thank you. Yeah, I totally agree. I think Melania is a great help for him, and it makes a huge difference for that man. However, the thing that bothers me the most is the fact that the Democrat Party has seemed to weaponize women. They have decided that the best way to take out a Republican, no matter what, is really, literally, to turn a woman into a weapon against any candidate that's thrown out there in any locality.
Well, can you give another example?
Well, I mean, you see the three, you know, the multiple women against Trump.
I mean in other campaigns. You mean you're referring to things like Sandra Fluck was used against,
right?
You know, I get what you're saying. Listen, I don't think it's exclusive to women, John. I get your point, but I also think this has to do with any interest group that the Democrats appeal to. If a candidate is not to their liking, they'll bring out a representative of that group to be the face and the victim of the Republican candidate's vitriol or positions or what have you. But you're right. They certainly seem to be doing it with women this time around.
It's incredibly sad when you think about it, though, in regards to the women.
And the women who allow themselves to be used that way. But they're part of the, shall we say it, rigged system.
Yeah. David and Alexandria, you're up next with Brian and Larry. What do you think there, David?
Hey, guys. Great.
great discussion. I absolutely believe she is the key to getting the humanization of Donald Trump out there. And as an immigrant, as a woman, as a human being associated with this campaign, she cannot hurt at all. But the bottom line is, we have got to get out and vote, period.
Yeah, well, listen.
Thanks, David.
I think there's another person who can be very effective in this regard, and that's Ivanka. And I've been a little mystified why we haven't seen a lot of Melania and a lot of Ivanka. I think probably the reason for not a lot of Melania is that English is not her first language, and I think they fear that she'll get tripped up by somebody who's trying to make a point. But Ivanka is incredibly effective on the campaign trail on behalf of her dad, because she's one of the few people who can say, "Yeah, I know there's the public Donald Trump. Let me tell you about the private Donald Trump." She's one of the few people who can do that. More of your call straight ahead. What did you think about Melania's comments? Did it help Donald Trump? It is now 6:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go around the Beltway and good shape for the start of this morning's commute. Virginia and Maryland, no problems reported. Top side, though, here we come around from the New Hampshire Avenue toward George Avenue, just with that volume on the increase. Metro Rail, a better news. They're not dealing with the switch problem anymore. That's been resolved outside of Rhode Island Avenue. So red line commuters might have some residual delays, but again, switch problem has been fixed. Out of Frederick, let's go 270 southbound through Urbana down to Hyattstown, just the slowdowns. Out of Brandywine, definitely seeing those stop and goes. 301, edge ahead up to the split, heading up north on 5. No problems to report right now on 66, but the slowdowns, Manassas towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the warm WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a really nice day, high of 84. You know, the record today is 85. So if we get to 85, we tie it. If we go over 85, we break it. Tonight, clear skies, 67. A few clouds from time to time tomorrow, and a high of 85. Also expected to bump up against the record high tomorrow. Beautiful weather, actually. Tomorrow night, a shower or thunderstorm could come through. There's showers in the forecast on Thursday and Friday. Friday will be a cooler day, and Saturday and Sunday are looking like, typical fall weather in the 50s and 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 63 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation, and you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It's kind of two teenage boys. Actually, they should behave better, right?
He was 59.
Correct. Sometimes I said, I have two boys at home. I have my young son and I have my husband.
Well, that's Melania Trump talking to Anderson Cooper about that Billy Bush tape. And she's out there doing an interview, which I think, and most of the readouts I got on this seem to suggest it was a very effective interview that she got a pretty fair treatment by Anderson Cooper. And she also, mitigated some of the damage that had been done by all that. Do you think it was effective? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Jim in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Larry this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, guys. I think Melania's appearance was helpful, and her point about the allegations being released on Friday and it being synchronized, that was validated recently by some WikiLeaks emails that show the Clinton campaign is in total cahoots with the mainstream media. And they deflect the main story. They even decided, well, let's make a joke about emails to distract from Benghazi. I mean, those points were validated in some recent email releases. So I think her point there just sort of validates what the WikiLeaks emails were saying.
Yeah, I thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. And I think you're absolutely right on that other point.
And isn't it true that having, as you point out, Brian, having the women in Donald's life speaking on his behalf, having Ivanka out there, why haven't they done that? Where have they been for 10 days? Having Melania now out there, did they think that this would just blow over? Did they think that it wouldn't make a difference? I don't know. I think, again, like we said, clearly they believe that this is a problem, and now they're addressing it. I hope it's not too late. But you know what? With this avalanche of stories that we've seen, saying that this is in the bag and it's a done deal and Hillary's locked it up. You know, these polls yesterday, Ohio, Trump is back up in the lead. Florida, it's back to neck. This is the CNN polls. Florida, it's back to neck and neck. Nevada, back to neck and neck. I mean, if it's so in the bag, how is Nevada still still in contention?
Yeah, I mean,
how is she not locked up Nevada?
You're right.
And she's not hitting 50 in any of these states either. I mean, she's the steamrolling candidate that's going to just take this thing like a piece of cake, and she can't come close to 50.
Well, but that's not the narrative that the mainstream media want to put forward. The narrative they want to do is it's a runaway thing, because then that, what does that do? That deflates the Trump supporters. It makes them, you know, less, well, it's all over. Why even bother?
Of course.
You know, that's what they're trying to do there. That's exactly what this is all about. How about Brian in Virginia? Good morning, Brian. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I actually agree with what you just said as far as the election is concerned and the way the media is treating it. They're wanting to portray that she's going to win. But as far as Melania, what she said, I think she's dead on. But you know, more importantly, ever since Donald Trump announced he was going to run, everything he's done, the establishment and the media, has said he's done it wrong. He did it wrong. He did it wrong. And yet, look at where he is. So, you know, when the media starts saying, oh, Donald did it right, I'm going to start worrying.
Listen, Brian, I know, and you know, you heard me say, you know, part of me loves the fact that he's not your typical politician and he's done things differently and he's broken the mold that all of the typical dark suit, red tie, blow-dried candidates that we've had for the last 20 years have done. I love that about him. But at the same time, this is kind of a basic, you know, if you're attacked and they're saying that you have sexually assaulted women and you've got a wife who can speak on your behalf eloquently and brilliantly and push back, why not do that?
And you know, she does not speak a very clear English, but she's very, very good. She speaks very, very well.
Yeah.
If I may, just you had another topic earlier. My original plan, I finally got through after about a half hour trying to call in, but my wife and I are outraged at a commercial we saw yesterday where it shows Donald Trump speaking at a podium using his hands. And it's Hillary's voice saying, I always heard that autistic children would throw their hands around.
Yeah. What? I don't know what you're referring to, Brian.
I haven't seen that one there.
We don't want to talk about something that we're not well-versed on.
But thank you for the call.
I will look it up, though. If Hillary used autistic children as a some sort of weapon against Trump, trust me, I'll talk about it. I have an autistic child myself.
It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That is a great choice, my friend, because the rental market is red hot right now, giving you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Don't you want to be referred to, there's Jim. He's a savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but renting has never been easier when you use Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Trust me, the rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management incredibly easy. Listen to what you're going to get for just $80 a month. $80 a month. Listen to this. They're going to price your property. They're going to quickly find you great tenants. They're going to collect the rent. They're going to take the maintenance calls. What are you going to do? You're going to sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. You're going to get steady cash flow. You're going to have long-term equity, great tax benefits. It's called Rent Estate. Go from homeowner to investor today. Renters Warehouse. Give them a call. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Or go to renterswarehouse.com. They're going to give you a free home rental price analysis. RentersWarehouse.com.
Who are care suites for? For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or mobily impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at CareSuitesOfAmerica.com. Care Suites of America, because there is no place like home.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is King Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Relatively calm start here to the commute. Virginia 95 north. As we push through Stafford to Aquia, the slowdowns had a stalled car north on 95 right near the Fairfax County Parkway, but they were able to quickly clear that. Lanes open now. 395 from Landmark slow. Here we come across the 14th Street Bridge, just seeing some of the brake lights. Southeast Southwest Freeway, each direction in good shape between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. Like to see that off to a good start. On 210, we'll push north on up toward Palmer Road and heading through those signal lights, just the stop and go volume. 270, you're on the brakes heavy as you pass to Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heat possible. The forecast high 84 degrees. The record's 85, so we'll make a pretty good run at it. Wouldn't be surprised if we get there. Mostly sunny and a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 64 degrees at 626. Come join us. Hey, guess what? The WMAL Diner Tour is back on, leading in the Fridays leading up to the election. We're going to be out at local diners, and it's a chance for you to come and rub elbows with Brian Wilson and Larry O'Connor. And usually, you know, there are some surprise guests that show up. It's always a tremendous thing. We've done this over the past few election cycles, and it's been great to get out there and meet you and talk about the issues of the campaign, to get your sense of what's going on, and to put actually, you know, sometimes faces with names, people who call in and talk to us on the program. Our first one is going to be this Friday at the Silver Diner at Tyson's Corner. That's 8101 Fletcher Street in McLean, Virginia. We're going to start the broadcast at 5 a.m. and go till 9 o'clock as we do each and every day.
There will be good food because we're at a diner.
At a diner.
There will be good coffee.
That's right.
There will be good laughs. You get to see the stuff that goes on during the commercial breaks, because sometimes that can be pretty entertaining too.
That's right.
But you'll never know unless you show up at the diner and see us doing our thing. Mm-hmm. The great Heather Hunter, our executive producer, will be there as the, you know, pulling all the strings behind the scenes, and it'll be a fun
She's
time.
She's the real brains of the
And operation. We love it. And, you know, if you ever have trouble calling in and getting your voice heard, we take the microphone out. And
we have a wireless microphone, and we will roam through the diner.
We will, and you'll be a part of the show. And it's always a fun time. And listen, we're not making any predictions here. You can never make predictions. And who knows what's going to happen in this election cycle. I can only tell you that the last time we did this, it was during the midterms. Our last diner appearance was right before the midterm elections
of
2014.
Right.
Larry Hogan showed up, and, well, the election was 3 days later, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
You know exactly what happened.
That's exactly
right. We pushed Hogan over the finish line.
I think we did.
And so who knows what might happen.
At least that's what we tell him all the time.
Yes, we do.
That's how you got to be the crab cake czar, my friend. Well, listen, again, that's Friday at the Silver Diner, Tyson's Corner. The next Friday will be in Rockville, and then the Friday after that will be out in Arlington. But let's focus on Friday, Tyson's Corner, Silver Diner. Hope to see you there. It's now 529 on WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370.
Do you know that Howard Dean is clueless? We're going to prove that to you. Also, the district government is talking about a right to die measure, and you might be surprised where some of the opposition to that is coming from. We'll give you all the details after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WNIL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The D.C. Council is set to vote today on that right to die bill. It's expected to pass. That would make the district the sixth American jurisdiction where doctors can legally prescribe lethal drugs to end a terminally ill patient's life. Russian and Syrian warplanes have reportedly stopped their airstrikes on Syria's besieged city of Aleppo in preparation for a temporary truce that Moscow has announced for later in the week. The Russian defense minister says the halt in the airstrikes should help pave the way for militants to leave the eastern rebel-held parts of that contested city. The FBI and State Department deny accusations that they were negotiating over the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email system. The suggestion came out with more information regarding the FBI's probe that resulted in no criminal charges against Clinton.
The lower-level staffer involved in the FBI's investigation into whether classified information was mishandled or leaked out via Clinton's private system brought up the idea of a quid pro quo. He felt the State Department's Patrick Kennedy was trying to insinuate another higher-up in the FBI wanted to get agents into Iraq and other countries where they are forbidden. In return, the FBI would not label as classified a Clinton series of emails regarding Benghazi. But State and the FBI argue one had nothing to do with the other, and the email was marked classified when it was made public with much information blocked out. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Social Security recipients and federal retirees will learn this morning if their benefits will increase next year. The federal government will announce the cost of living adjustments for 2017, but it's expected to be extremely low for the fifth year in a row, and there was no increase this year. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,086, the NASDAQ at 5,200. Sports: Cleveland can complete the sweep of Toronto this afternoon in the ALCS and move on to the World Series after a Game 3 win last night. Monday Night Football: Arizona beats the Jets. NHL: the Caps host Colorado tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, as you come out of the Frederick area, delays are after the Monocacy, but pushing slowly through Urbana and Hyattstown and again through Germantown. Part of the problem is we are trying to get to 270 on 15 out of Frederick with the crash. South on 15 as you pass Route 40 under police direction, still with the activity. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring gives us some slowdowns on the 95 stretch. Just to merge on through to the Beltway, but all lanes have been reported open there. Wilson Bridge, your backups near St. Barnabas Road. Been pretty mellow on the Virginia Beltway through Annandale and Tysons. Like to see that. George Washington Parkway, Baltimore Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway without any problems reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heats in the forecast. A few clouds, very mild this morning, almost surpassing the daytime high for this time of year. Sunny, 84 later today on a southwest breeze. The record's 85. Got a good shot at that. Tonight, clear 67. Some clouds around tomorrow. Otherwise, sunshine, record warm possible again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Alexandria, 63 in Silver Spring, and 63 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Mike Rubino with the Trump campaign, senior advisor in the Commonwealth of Virginia, will join us. 7:05. We're going to talk about a rat problem with our orchid rat expert. D.C., third rattiest city in the nation. 8:05, Noah Pollock with the Weekly Standard, talking about politics. And we'll talk at 8:35 with the one and only Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside the one and only Larry O'Connor.
And if you care deeply about the right to die, or so-called death with dignity movement in America, then you might want to pay attention to the debate that's going on down at the D.C. Council. Now, we told you about this bill as it made its way through committee last week, and now they're starting to have hearings. And the Washington Post writes up some of the testimony that happened yesterday, and there's some pushback against this bill from some unlikely quarters. You know, let's speak in general terms, and please forgive me if I'm painting with too broad a strokes. But in my opinion, in my observation, the political perspective of those who are most activist and pushing for the so-called death with dignity bills across the country, generally speaking, come from the left. I know that there are many good conservatives and people on the right who also believe in this. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking about the advocates. I'm talking about the activists. I'm talking about the people who make it their daily calling, their livelihood, this is what they live for, to make sure that we get these bills on the books. It seems to be a more progressive idea. So take note of yesterday's testimony, where some major pushback against the Death with Dignity bill in the District of Columbia came from members of the African-American community. I'm going to read now from the Washington Post. Among them is Pamela Wandix, a 59-year-old African-American woman with esophageal cancer who lives east of the Anacostia River. She saw her sister die of bone cancer last year and has buried 9 other siblings. Death is often on her mind. She says, "I watch hundreds of people come and go at the oncologist's office. They're not trying to give up. They want to live. We believe in God. That's not even a question. I'm fighting for my life, and my God is going to show me how." And then up comes Patricia King, a Georgetown Law School professor who's written about the racial dynamics of assisted death. She says, "Historically, African Americans have not had a lot of control over their bodies, and I don't think offering them assisted suicide is going to make them feel more autonomous." The Washington Post goes on and says, "Some worry that blacks, who tend to have less access to treatment and preventative care, may think that ending their lives early is their best option when given a terminal diagnosis." It's a very interesting wrinkle in this dynamic. Yeah. That I didn't see coming.
It is very interesting, and it's a thoughtful article, and one that I might not expect to see in the Washington Post, quite frankly. I'm a little surprised by it, but pleasantly so. Look, this is an issue upon which reasonable people can disagree, and I struggle with it because I really feel like I want to have the option if I choose to take the option. Nobody's going to say that, okay, this option's out there and you have to take it. Nobody's going to push you to take it. But I do believe that that there is that we ought to have the right in our lives to make a decision about what's best for us if I find myself in a situation where I don't want to be a burden to my family. I don't want to have the last days of my life be ones that have no quality. And so, I mean, reasonable people can disagree with this. But I think this is very thoughtful, and it's an angle that I had not considered.
Going on in this article, this is Omega Silva, the black D.C. physician working with Compassion and Choices. Omega says they're afraid that somebody's going to take advantage of them the way they've been taken advantage of in the past. And we have to assure them that they are in control of everything. Mm-hmm. This obviously a proponent for the Death with Dignity bill. According to the article, African Americans, who make up nearly half the population of the District of Columbia, have been the group most consistently opposed to the right to die legislation. According to a 2013 Pew Research Center poll, 65% of African Americans and Latinos nationwide opposed aid in dying, compared with 42% of whites.
I wonder why that is. That's very interesting.
Well, because they're deeply religious, I think, has a lot to do with it. I'm not saying that deeply religious people can't be against it, but I think that you find some consistency in the right to life movement as well as opposition to the right to die movement. So it is a very interesting dynamic. And, you know, we're constantly looking for things that we can agree. You just said reasonable people can disagree. Listen, I still have a belief in our country that reasonable people should be able to disagree on almost every issue and be reasonable about it. What I find even more important and more fascinating and more vital to the future of our country is finding things that we can agree on that cross the made-up barriers that the political system has created. Why is there a barrier between the way African Americans vote in a certain, you know, almost monolithic block and the way white people vote in a much different way? Why does that exist? I think it is false. I think it is constructed. I think it's been created by cynical politicians who take advantage of these divisions. Here is something that white voters, conservative white voters, can reach across and bond with conservative religious African-American voters and create some kind of unity behind a very important issue. And I sure hope that's what happens here. I would love to see it happen. Sadly, I think that the religion in the District of Columbia is progressivism, and I think that transcends all thought processes. It transcends race. It transcends everything. We shall see.
It's 6:43.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It's Jamie Whitten. I have a question for you. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying your visit? You think that's impossible? Well, it can happen, and I'll tell you where that dream place is. It's easy. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, all thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. They are now my dentist, and I can tell you it really is the best place for you to get that beautiful smile. I know it's nerve-wracking to think about getting to the dentist for some people. You don't want to make the call. You put it off, but it is so important to do so, so important for your overall health. Now, as a patient, I want to tell you what makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. Now, in addition to being great dentists, they really do understand dental fear. Now, they provide personalized attention. They're non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. So if that's you, definitely something to think about. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in Bethesda, inner loop, if you're coming off of 270 and heading around toward Connecticut Avenue, just keep alert. Starting to see some of the volume. You're not coming to a halt, but had an incident reported inner loop just before Connecticut Avenue. May have some debris along that stretch of the Beltway to watch for. Topside from College Park to Silver Spring. In fact, delays are beginning before 95 right now. Just pushing slowly around to Georgia Avenue with 95 slow, almost back near the ICC on the approach. Baltimore-Washington Parkway with an incident free. Just a little bit of volume here as you come south toward 32 each way through Laurel. Let's get you in town and through Chevrolet south on DC 295 to get you past East Capitol Street, slowing off of 50. 66, just been about the volume with us this morning inside the Beltway. You may have a crash reported eastbound just after Route 7. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heats in the forecast. A few clouds, very mild this morning, almost surpassing the daytime high for this time of year. Sunny, 84 later today on a southwest breeze. The record's 85. Got a good shot at that. Tonight, clear 67. Some clouds around tomorrow. Otherwise, sunshine, record warm possible again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
You're going to love this. Howard Dean. You remember him, don't you?
The guy who screams, right.
Yeah! Yesterday, you know, so his job now, after being the former governor of Vermont and running for president, and chairman then the being DNC, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, his job now is to go on MSNBC and make excuses for every Democrat that's ever lived. This is what he does for, I think he's also a big Washington attorney as well. So here he was. He was trotted out there on MSNBC. And can I just say, what I'm about to play for you is exactly what's wrong with cable news everywhere. And yes, everywhere. Every cable news network is guilty of doing this now and then, some more than others, but this is the problem. We have a story, It's politically controversial. Let's get your go-to Democrat to defend the Democrat at all costs. Let the go-to Republican to defend the Republican at all costs. Everyone will talk past each other. Nobody's actually saying anything or educating anyone. And we haven't moved the ball one way or the other for the American people. That's, in my opinion, that's what is the difference between cable news and talk radio. So listen to this. Howard Dean, go-to Democrat, is brought out to talk about the story that we told you about yesterday. This was revealed in the FBI notes of the investigation over Hillary Clinton's use of an email server. It talked about Patrick Kennedy, one of the deputies there at the State Department, Hillary Clinton's strongman there, trying to get a quid pro quo with the FBI, saying, listen, you overlook some of this classified stuff, change the class of your conclusions on classified materials, and we'll go ahead and give you that funding that you wanted for some of your investigations around the world, right? Basically what the story was. So Howard Dean is asked about it, and listen to how it goes.
Both the State Department and FBI, they deny any quid pro quo between Hillary Clinton's State Department and the FBI. Joining me now from New Haven, Connecticut is Howard Dean, former Vermont governor and former DNC chair and a Hillary Clinton supporter. So, sir, we've got this going on. We've got the latest out by WikiLeaks, talking what this really means in terms of Donald Trump's narrative of pay for play. So while we have state and the FBI on defense saying that this is not really an illumination of anything, how can Hillary Clinton and her team get in front of this?
All right, so that's the question. All right. And he framed it. He said this is about the State Department and the FBI and the quid pro quo. And he framed it within the context of, plus you got all this WikiLeaks stuff that's out there that's sort of in the background. It's adding to the problems and perception. Now, listen to Howard Dean give you, well, you'll hear.
This sounds like nothing. Who's saying this? This is nothing. This is the last batch, couple of batches of emails have revealed exactly nothing. Now, who is pushing this notion that this is a quid pro quo with the State Department?
I just want to make you aware. We've got the WikiLeaks stuff going on, but this new information is because of the notes that were taken during interviews, the release of information, certain redacted portions of conversations between FBI and state, and what it meant with that statement for quid pro quo, the assertion coming from the FBI to state.
So why would anybody suspect that the FBI had done something crooked or criminal?
Why would that phrase be used to talk with someone in Hillary Clinton's State Department from the FBI? That's the bigger question.
They're all big questions. This is nothing. This is somebody made this up. This is innuendo leaked by the Russians.
Oh, the Russians!
WikiLeaks. This is not WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
These are documents.
Is this Jason Chaffetz's stuff?
Oh, it's the Republicans!
This is an unnamed FBI official who's made these documents alleging that Patrick Kennedy of wrongdoing, that he was trying to help influence what was taking place between the investigation of Hillary Clinton's State Department.
This makes no sense to me at all. This sounds like late in the campaign tricks that are meaningless. There's no there. Where I don't understand where the there is. It is not plausible for Patrick Kennedy to be involved doing something to get the FBI to change the State Department investigation. This is crazy.
He has
no idea what he's talking about.
Anything about the story. It's the Russians who are doing it. It's the Republicans and Jason Chaffetz. It's a dirty trick from the campaign. There's only one thing Howard Dean knows about this story.
That it couldn't possibly be a Democrat's fault.
That's right. And that's what you get from cable news these days when they're discussing these issues.
It is now 6:51.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Let's talk about home security for a moment. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring starting at the great price of just $19.95 a month. So, you got to ask yourself, if you're paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your monitoring, why are you doing that? I mean, why would you spend money that you don't need to spend? It's like throwing money down a rat hole. You don't want to do that. Make the switch to Ackerman and start saving. Ackerman's the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy to make the switch. You can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get peace of mind that starts at $19.95 a month. And Ackerman, well, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Ackerman Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if you need another reason, and here's a great one, just mention WMAL. And you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free when you make the switch during the month of October. Look, daylight savings time is about to end. The sun is setting earlier. Holiday travel around the corner. Make sure your home and family are protected with Ackerman. Call now, switch and save. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It is 6:53. Let's figure out what the heck is going on with your money, that Wall Street. You know, you can't trust those people. That's it's crazy. Chuck Kamlick, though. It's CNBC. He you can trust, as far as I know.
As far as we know. Yeah. Stock futures point to a higher open today, so the losses we had yesterday, we're going to wipe those out and get back a little extra to boot. United Healthcare reported a profit of close to $2 billion because of Obamacare and fewer claims. Netflix, the big winner, adding more than 3.5 million new users last quarter, 50% more than expected. Netflix credits popular new shows like Narcos and Stranger Things. That stock could jump more than 20% today. If you bought Netflix way back when, you're a very wealthy person. United Continental's profits down 41% because ticket fares are falling and labor costs are rising. Ford will stop making its popular F-150 pickup for a week because there are too many still sitting on dealer lots. Not always about the money for CEOs of big companies. Visa's Charles Scharf is stepping down from his job in San Francisco so he can head back to New York and spend time with his family. And Lego's coming out with a Beatles Yellow Submarine kit next month. 553 pieces, 4 action figures, and all you need is love and $60 to get one. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Ah, yes, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. The seasonal coffee drinks are brewing, and the annual maintenance fee for your timeshare is about to be mailed out. Don't you just love the fall? Chris Plant here. If you want that timeshare you're not using anymore to vacate your life, do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting you out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. The fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity. That means they don't expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Friends, leave your kids memories. Maybe a family heirloom. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today and schedule your free in-person consultation to review your contract and your options. Then, if you want out, know that Timeshare Exit Team stands behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research them at TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heads up in Northwest on 16th Street, 16th and Military Road. Reports of a crash. Trying to get out of Frederick and on to 270. Here's what's hanging you up. South on 15 after 40 with the accident activity still in place. Then you get a little bit of a break. Once you are on 270, first set of delays as you approach Route 80 Urbana, off and on down toward 109. And then again, stop and go as we push through Germantown and toward Rockville. Now on the Beltway, a couple things here in Bethesda. Inner loop slowing as you come off of 270 toward Connecticut Avenue before Connecticut Avenue had an incident. Outer loop approaching the exit for 355, also a crash. And quick note on the Virginia Beltway, looks like minor crash. Inner loop near Braddock Road to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, here it is. A record high temperatures today. A high of 84 is expected, but if it should reach 85, it will tie a record high for this day. Tonight, 67 degrees. Tomorrow, a high near 85. Also could be bumping up against a record high. Then tomorrow night, some showers move in, and we have some rain in the forecast after that. Currently in the nation's capital, very pleasant temperature, 64 degrees on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Everybody needs a pickup now and again, and Addie Rodriguez got one just when she needed it most. Her father, Abel, was shipped to California for part of his Air Force training. Like many service members, that means missing important events in your kids' lives. 9-year-old Addie was performing with her fellow cheerleaders at her high school in San Antonio. The game was different in that the cheerleaders' fathers were supposed to come in from the stands and lift their daughters onto their shoulders. The dads were all on cue, walking from the stands. Addie's dad was still on deployment. Addie broke down in tears with the thought of not having her dad join her. There would be no dad lift for her that night. But thanks to Matthew Garcia, her spirits did get a lift. The high school ROTC member dashed down from the stands, knelt down, and told Addie he was going to pick her up too. Matthew lifted up more than a cheerleader. He lifted a whole military family. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL.
Rats. We've got rats all over D.C. Where'd they come from? Plus, Luke Perry is on the cover of AARP magazine.
Some of them were elected. Coming up also, Mike Rubino, Trump senior advisor in the Commonwealth of Virginia, will join us. It's all straight ahead right here on...
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.